The Average Network presents episode 57 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. We join Vice POTUS Cheney, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, and the head of Henry Kissinger, who are relaxing before a meeting with the President. Let us travel to the Batcave deep beneath the cherry blossom drenched streets of Washington, D.C.
Jessalubula, you are the most evil of overseers. You must give your Jews straw.
Moses, you're a lousy mug. Wise
out. Pharaoh has seduced your mind with wealth.
Moses, when I was a kid, I thought like you. Burning bushes, snaky sticks, the whole Magilla.
What brought you to this infernal state?
Gold. The real god of gold.
I, Moses, want some peanuts?
Ah! Blasphemy! A golden god!
Yeah, a mug, all right.
Turn it off, Rumsfeld. I hate those biblical spectacles. They're all so resolutely pro-him.
What would you expect? They show it every year, and every year you turn it off about this part. Your good buddies at OPEC aren't being so helpful this year, Richard. Cutting production during an election year.
Not to worry. I've written agreements that at the August summit, production will go up. By late October, prices will plummet.
Back to $2. We do need to make a little
Precisely.
Something.
That will be accompanied by George and I getting the credit for tough negotiations.
Tell him about Olama bin Sudden,
yes,
Master.
Yes, Olama will be turned over to us 36 hours before the election.
After tough negotiations.
Of course. Blisteringly tough. What are their conditions, Donald?
Well, they're already getting a big Disney animation studio. Eisner's negotiating with the Revolutionary Council for a Muslim-themed park near the Capitol. And they may get the Grammys next year if we're really careful about Janet Jackson.
The two should be enough to tip us back into office by, let's see, 3.26% of the vote in 6 key states.
Those are good numbers.
Well, I didn't get them from Tenet, if that's what you mean, Henry.
That is what I meant, Richard. This must not be another October surprise. They're still asking questions about that one.
Out of the question, Henry.
We've already taken care of most of the negotiators. They're doing the same. Oh, look, Masters, our Georgiometer is blinking. He has Ashcroft with him.
The Mayberry Machiavellis. Have you explained the plans to him?
We made our first attempt yesterday. Our second and third sessions are scheduled next week. He'll be trained by the end of the month.
I hope so. You have to watch the contradictory statements within the West Wing. My spin machine overheated 16 times last month.
Well, Dr. Rice never checks with me.
Dick? Hey, Dick!
Roy, I told you we shouldn't eat that garlic, George.
Garlic?
Garlic scares him.
Lucifer's
sake. I'll light some nice brimstone, Master.
Please. In the entertainment cavern, George.
Hey, Henry? Dick?
Mr.
John?
President?
George?
Mr. Bush?
Look who's all
Hello,
there.
John. Good
Ashcroft,
to see you.
You look well.
Ashcroft, congratulations.
Hi, fellas. It's right good to be back.
Are you 100%?
I can't drink me no rub of the brush no more. Otherwise, I'm fine.
If you can't drink that filth, you're probably considerably
better. Henry. Me and Dick got to hang out with ballplayers.
Yes. I had to throw out a first pitch for the Reds and Cubs.
How are you able to stand the sun?
A new makeup. It only lasts a few minutes, but it worked. I hate baseball players normally.
Oh, come on, Dick. Bunch of young, healthy guys doing guy stuff.
Yes, injecting steroids. How do you think I got this heart condition?
Well, I don't know.
Jose Canseco. Steroids are contraindicated for vampires, George.
Huh.
You survived. If you survive the election, you may get to do it again next year.
That'll be fun.
Yes. Well, what's happening in Iraq?
Weather thing's fine, except for them hoodoos what kills folks sometimes.
I don't want the spin answer. I helped create the spin answer. Richard.
We're afraid that some of the foreign fighters are helping to stir up the populace. The Shia are sick of the Sunni are afraid of the Shia.
The Kurds don't like anyone.
True enough. Fortunately, we can put 20 Turks in trucks on their border and it distracts the Kurds for weeks. Then withdraw the trucks and they're distracted for more weeks. But the Shia and Sunni are a problem, I must admit.
That Wolfowitz and Pearl and the two of you didn't consider. What are the chances of Ahmed Chalabi surviving until July 1?
Quite good. Donald, go make sure Ahmed is all right, will
you? Yes, master. All right, Ahmed?
All right.
You got Chalabi in a box?
It isn't just a box, Mr. President.
Of course not. Ahmed is an important man, and that is an important box. Lynn used to keep her grandparents in that box. It's an antique. Dutch, I believe.
Richard, have you concocted a plan to cover this embarrassing little breach of discipline?
I'm trying, Henry, but I have to fly to Asia for some meetings. Donald,
we're going to arrest some people in Fallujah.
Well, I'm itching for some hangings. I've been out of action. Gotta get my rhythm back, by gobs.
Well, John, I'm afraid hanging is out of the question.
Dick, I can't hardly imagine nothing hanging ain't good for...
I'm aware of that, Ashcroft, but we miscalculated just a bit in Fallujah. The Sunnis are a very tribal people, and they've a long-standing tradition that killings must be avenged. If you kill me, my brother would have to kill you, and so on. And we hadn't really counted on Muqtada al-Sadr. He's being a bit of a pill, I'm afraid.
In other words?
We're still working on a plan, but we are working on it. Wolfowitz and Elliot Abrams and General Abizade are in constant touch.
I've explained it to you. I don't know how many times.
What about it?
Whatever. You allow the Shia and the Sunni to trap you between them. That's even conservative for a vampire.
Remember, Henry, next to the sponge, we're the most conservative creatures on the planet.
Nevertheless, you have it backwards. You should appear conciliatory to both sides while encouraging them to bump each other off. You must find a way to turn them on each other.
Yeah, like them turds.
Kurds, George. What do you mean?
George, you impress me. Tell him.
Well, you make all the cops... Kurds and give them really cool guns, like in that moving picture, right, George? Yeah, in a month they all be begging us to run stuff again, keep them from wiping each other out.
Timber Raiders, Ace Pictures, 1934, Buck Slaughter and...
You know, Henry, I think he's got something there.
The dog. By God,
unnerving, isn't it?
Why ain't dumb, you know? I'm intellectually lazy. By gobs. Intellectually lazy, yes, we know.
I appreciate your not being dumb, George. Any intellectual lack is easily offset by your self-absorption and greed.
Well, thanks, Henry. I think. Don't forget his utter lack of conscience. It's a rare quality.
Not in this administration.
My gosh. That's pretty funny, Henry.
Episode 57 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. The preceding program contained an unspecified number of celebrity impersonations, but has been adjudged safe for human consumption by the Average Food and Drug Board. This proves to again be Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network. Please stand by.